You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, the Hour of Prayer. This is a time where we are praying. Amen. We are worshiping. We are seeking God. We are loving on God. Hallelujah. With all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we are getting in His presence. Hallelujah. To hear from Him. We are presenting ourselves unto Him, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to the world. Hallelujah. But transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what His good and perfect and acceptable will is for our life. This is where we are depending on, leaning on God. Amen. I'm Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me and us in this time to just acknowledge God and to make our requests known unto Him. Scripture says that when any two of us, two or more, are gathered in His name, there I am in the midst. So we thank You for Your presence, Lord. We don't take that for granted. Hallelujah. It is a very real word, and You are a very real God. And so we thank You for Your presence right now. Hallelujah. We thank You, O God, that there is no time or distance in the Spirit, that we are one. Scripture says in the book of John that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so we are worshiping You, God, today in spirit and in truth. Amen. Sometimes I'm thank You, Holy Spirit, our situations and our circumstances, amen, and the conditions and the climates of, hallelujah, and the temperature of our feelings and emotions will speak the opposite of the truth and will try to dictate to us how we are to worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Reba Sandaya. And they will try to make us a worship in worry, worship worry, and fear instead of worshiping God. Somebody said, And so we are worshiping God in spirit and in truth this day. Amen. He says that when we agree on anything, it is established. Hallelujah. And so I'm leaning on, and I pray that you will lean with me on those principles, knowing that we're going to see God in this place, meet God in this place, hear God in this place, experience God in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. And have an expectation when we leave from this place of a continual meeting God, seeing God, encountering God, experiencing God in every area. Shandaya, of our life, internally and externally. Hallelujah. Mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, financially, occupationally, Rebo Sandaya, in the marketplace, in the home. Hallelujah. As we go and as we come, we thank You, Heavenly Father. So here we are, Lord God. Here we are to worship You right now. We humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Reba Sandaya. We humble ourselves before You right now. We decrease, hallelujah. We ask that You will forgive us for our sins, O God, hallelujah. We ask, O God, that You will wash us anew, hallelujah. Wash our minds, O God. Wash our thought life, O God. Wash our hearts, O God. Ayah Shandaya. Wash, O God, our bellies, O God. Wash our souls, O God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Wash our hands, O God. Wash our tongue, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wash us anew, O God. Wash us in our health, O God. Wash us, O God, in our relationships, O God. Bring us into a likeness of you, O God. Wash us, O God. Yes, Lord. Wash our activities and purify them, O God. Wash our habits, O God. Shanda, thank you, O God. Wash our ear gates, O God, and our eye gates, O God, and guard, O God, what we are taking in. Yes, Lord. Guard what we are taking in our eye gates and in our ear gates, O God. Make us sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. And so we ask, Lord God, that you will help us to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord God, that you will help us to be more discerning of you, O God, and where you are and where you are not, and what you are saying and what you are not saying, and how you are moving and how you are not moving. Because if we use our carnal selves, come on somebody, if we use our fleshly eyes, hallelujah, it may look like this definitely is not God, and when God is saying this is definitely me, and it may look, hallelujah, good and plush and beautiful, when God is saying I'm not there, or it may look not so good, and God said no, walk in this direction. So we need you. We need you. Somebody say, I need you. We thank you, O God, for you are a God that we will see the barren thing, or we will see the grave thing, or we will see the stagnant thing. Hallelujah. We will see the dark thing. We will see the hurting thing. We will see the overwhelmed thing. And in that place, you speak a word of promise and of light and of life and of peace. Shandayabusa. And of goodness and of prosperity and of wholeness. Oh God, we thank you right now for getting us stuck on you, that we are cleaving to you in this hour, and cleaving to you in this season of our life. We thank you, O God, that for the words that you've spoken over us, the words and the plans that you have of a life and of good and of prosperity and of wellness and of wholeness and of reconciliation and of a peace and of gain. Oh God, thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, oh God, for even that which you are removing in order to replace and replenish in the area. Father God, we say thank you right now that your ways are not like our ways, neither your thoughts are like our thoughts. And so, God, we say thank you today for getting us, may we have the mind of Christ. Amen. May you give us understanding. For in this place that we are now, and the things that we see now, hallelujah, and that which we are feeling now, oh God, we pray for understanding, hallelujah. Lord God, we pray for wisdom, hallelujah. Scripture says that we ask for wisdom and you will give it unto us generously. We need your wisdom, oh God, to know how to move and where to move. We thank you, oh God, for ordering our footsteps, oh God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I want to read Isaiah 55. Amen. For his thoughts, that's just ringing in me. For my thoughts are not like your thoughts. God is saying, I don't think the way you think. Come on, somebody. I don't move the way you move. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Let us not put God in the box. Let us not try to make him move the way we want him to move and think the way we think. Maybe in the midst of that thing, God is trying to teach us or using that as a teaching tool to cause us to think more the way he thinks. Maybe he's trying to get our thought life in alignment. Hallelujah. So sometimes he'll make everything dark and difficult to understand. And in the midst of all this, the feelings of, so that we get quiet and we press in. And in that place, he begins to minister to us of his thoughts. Ooh, Jesus. Of his ways. Ooh, Jesus. Of his character. Ooh, Jesus. And what he is able to do. Ooh, Jesus. And the way he is moving. Ooh, Jesus. And so now he'll get us in a place. Ooh, Jesus. And I say, ooh, Jesus. He'll get us in a place where we're fully surrendered, where our way has failed us, our thoughts have failed us, our perspective has failed us, our strength has failed us. Ah, Jesus! And now he's saying, try my way. Go my way. Think my thoughts. Here's my strength. Yes, Lord. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's read. Come on, let's read Isaiah 55. I'm going to start at verse 6. Amen. Is that okay? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Is that not what we're doing right now? Is that not what we're doing right now? Seeking the Lord while he may be found, which means what? Well, it's a seeking where we know, guarantee we're going to find him. A seeking where guarantee I'm going to hear from him. A seeking where guarantee, Karaboshaya, God's going to show up in my life and show up and show out. Guarantee! Maybe for some of us, hallelujah, this is just a situation that he set up. Come on, somebody. Not a setback situation, but a situation that he set up that we will draw closer to him. That we will finally depend on him. Yes, Lord. That we will grab hold of him. Jesus! Yes, Lord. Maybe it's not even about the situation. Maybe it's not even about the person. Maybe it's not even about the finances. Maybe it's not even about the separation. Maybe it's not even about the hardship. Maybe it's not even about the toil. Maybe for some, I'm not speaking across the whole, I'm not speaking for every situation, but I'm just saying maybe in certain situations. With certain people, maybe it's not even about that. Maybe it's always been about seeking him and getting closer And going deeper, maybe. Thank you, Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Ooh. Because I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's not too hard for him. He is a God that does the impossible as if it's always been possible. He speaks a word and the thing is solved. He speaks a word and the thing is resurrected. He speaks a word and the barren place is a fruitful place. He speaks a word and they are removed. He speaks a word. So maybe. Oh God, thank you. Let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man, this is verse 7, his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Somebody say, I'm forgiven. Somebody say, you are forgiven. Somebody say, I am forgiving. I am forgiving. I am forgiving. I am forgiving. Even if I haven't had a conversation. Nope, I choose to forgive. Thank you. In that place when we just choose to forgive, there's a reservoir. There's like a well that we now have access to. Thank you, Lord. There's something, there's a shift that happens just when we decide. I forgive. There's something that happens with us and in us and for us spiritually, internally. That I see it like, you know how there's a connection and then it may be like a blockage, but it's unblocked and we just get straight from heaven, like pouring into us in those places. It just opens up and it flows on in. Amen. Amen. Let's practice it. Let's practice this week forgiving. Let's practice it. Which means what? Which means what? Which means what? Which means that we ain't gonna get it right all the time. Which means what? Sometimes I'm not gonna feel like it, but I'm intentioning. Nope, I gotta practice. Nope, I'm gonna practice. Nope, I'm gonna practice. And let's see us getting better and better and better and better and better and better and richer and richer and richer and richer and richer. Yes, richer in the fruit of the Spirit, richer in love, richer in peace, richer in patience, richer in our relationship with Christ Jesus, richer spiritually, richer. Physically, I'm reminded in scripture how some of the people, their ailments was a direct result of sin. And the minute God said, Jesus said, your sin is forgiven, they were healed. Amen. Ah, yes. So sometimes. Maybe there's a thing. Maybe that thing is a result of like a lack of love we're operating in. And so we're bound and it's manifesting itself. Listen, this is just in this moment, it's coming to me like this. So I'm just sharing. I don't know. Okay, Holy Spirit does. Maybe there's a boundness physically, a boundness emotionally, a boundness relationally, a boundness, a stuckness, unable to move forward, stuck in the past, simply because there's an unforgiveness there. I don't know. Holy Spirit knows. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Verse 8. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. I want to read that in a different version. Can we read that? For my thoughts are not your thoughts. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Hold on. I'm going to read it again because we need to hear that. We need to meditate on that. We need to chew on that and re-chew on it and sit with it. And let it sit with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And let us let it do a work on us. Ah, yes, Lord. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus. For my thoughts. Can you say that with me? For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Now I feel like I might be saying that over and over for me. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Here we go. In the Message Bible, it says, I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work, God's decree. For as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. Ooh, ooh, God. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Oh, God. And just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, they don't go back until they did what they were sent to do, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth. Not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. So you'll go out in joy and you'll be led into a whole and complete life. The mountains and hills will lead the parade, bursting with song. All the trees of the forest will join the procession, exuberant with applause. No more thistles, but giant sequoias, I think. No more thorn bushes, but stately pines. Monuments to me, to God, living and lasting evidence of God. Thank you. So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. So when the word is sent, I just had this, and it reminds me of in Matthew about the sower sowing the seeds, that when the word is sent, amen, that the word will start to disturb. Okay. The word can disturb some things and start to break up the fallow ground, amen, and thus causing it to look like the complete opposite of the word. Come on, the word will start to clean out, and we know, hello, when spring cleaning, you start that cleaning process and it looks messier before it gets cleaner. You know, with the whole renovation process, it looks worse before it gets better. The word is working, y'all. Ah, Shania! The word, hallelujah, works. The word of God is that which we must stand on. We don't understand when the word comes in and God speaks a word. I'm reminded right now. Even when Jesus spoke the word regarding Lazarus, he spoke the word that this is not unto death. Amen. Hallelujah. But there was a process in that, from the speaking of the word to the manifestation of the word, that it looked like this word is not coming to pass. Jesus has spoken to Martha that he is the resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. But Martha's way of thinking was not like Jesus in God's. And so she missed the understanding. And then God had to, and through Jesus, reveal to her and teach her and give her understanding of what I meant when I said I am the resurrection in the fullness thereof. He gave her a very real moment of him being the resurrection. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for giving us a very real moment of you being the resurrection, giving us a very real moment, hallelujah, of your promise coming to pass, no matter what it looks like, no matter what people say, no matter what the world says. Come on, somebody, no matter what even I may say, or we may say to ourselves about the thing, let us get into agreement with you, Lord God. Let us stand in agreement with you, Lord God. Let us sit in agreement with you, Lord God. Let us lie in agreement with you, Lord God. Let us rest. Help us to rest in agreement with you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm looking for the parable right now. I think it's Matthew 13. Yep, the sower and the seed. Because the Holy Spirit says something that when the word comes, amen, and it's spoken and it's released, things start to be disrupted and interrupted and disturbed. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word will reveal where we've been settling, and the word will reveal where we have little faith, and the word will reveal. Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus told the disciples, he gave the disciples a word of going to the other side, which meant that they will make it to the other side. But in the will of the word revealed, hallelujah, the condition of their faith. The word revealed areas in their faith walk where they need to grow. Ayashanda, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word will reveal and expose how out of alignment we are with thinking like Christ. The word will reveal that, wait a minute, I have on the mind of Mika and not I have the mind of Mika right now and not the mind of Christ right now. The word will reveal where there's still healing that needs to happen. Come on, somebody. The word will reveal. Ah, yes, Shandaya. The word will reveal. Thank you, Lord. I just want to read one part. Thank you, Jesus. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you, Lord. And we sow the seeds. Listen, let's just read the whole thing because we need to hear the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Jesus began to speak many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And again, just when I just read that about Jesus speaking in parables, not everybody understood Jesus. Amen. And we had to be, and they had to be in alignment. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. He that have eyes to see, let him see, let him perceive. May we be in a place of perceiving and understanding what God is showing us and speaking to us. Hallelujah. Wherever we are, there's areas, oh God, where we are blind, cause the scales to fall off. Wherever we are seeing out of our feelings, wherever we are seeing and perceiving and understanding out of the earthly things, out of the earthly situation, out of our earthly how long it's been, out of the earthly place of waiting. Come on, somebody. Out of the earthly Rabashaya of what's being said or what's not being said and what happened and what didn't happen and the rejection and the oppression and the injustice and all of those things. Come on, somebody. It blinds us and deafens us from hearing God and seeing God. Guilt can blind us and deafen us. Anger can blind us and deafen us. Frustration, amen, hallelujah, can blind us and deafen us. And not that we just ignore those, but let us press in, press in, press in, press in. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So he spoke in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Come on, y'all. The word will reveal the condition of our heart. The word will reveal, hallelujah, whether we are believing or in doubt. The word will reveal, ashataya. And some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. It is given unto who? Unto those who are following God, unto those of us who have said yes to Jesus as our Lord and Savior, unto those that are seeking. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Okay, I want to skip to verse 24. No, hold on, I don't. I want to skip down. Let's skip down to verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed are your eyes, and blessed are your ears. Somebody say, blessed are my eyes, and blessed are my ears, for they see and they hear. For they perceive and understand, amen, hallelujah, what thus saith the Lord. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. So, come on, the word will reveal. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth. Come on, y'all. Yet hath he no root in himself, the word will reveal. The word will reveal how deep our roots in Christ Jesus are. The word will reveal the condition of our garden, the garden of our heart. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. But he that received, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation and persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Oh my gosh. Listen, y'all, he's speaking to me right now, okay? The word will reveal. When the tribulation come and the persecution come because of the word, right? As a result of the word. Hallelujah. Do I pay attention to the word or do I pay attention to the tribulation? Do I pay attention to the word or do I pay attention to the persecution? Do I pay attention? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Do I pay attention to the word? Ah, yes, Lord. Pay attention to the word. Keep your eyes on the word. Hold on. Hold fast to the word. Ah. Come on, somebody. Hold fast to the word. You are healed. You are well. You are blessed. You are prospering. You are increasing. Opportunities are overtaking you. Come on. It's turning in your favor. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. The word will reveal. If I have cares in this world, if I'm being stuck on the riches. The word will reveal the areas where I'm conforming to the world. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The word will reveal. The word will reveal. Stay with the word. Let the word do its work. Let the word do. Listen, let us submit and surrender to the word, the living word, doing its work on us. Scripture says in the Gospel of John that Jesus is the Word, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let the Word have its way with us, no matter how uncomfortable, no matter how inconvenient, no matter how much it may hurt. Come on, somebody, that the Word is circumcising. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, that the Word is deepening the roots and working on the soil of our heart. Hallelujah, that we're growing in faith. Hallelujah, that we have a new praise arising. Hallelujah, a greater worship and a richer worship. Hallelujah, Rabasaya, that we see the word coming to pass in the midst of that dead thing, in the midst of the barren thing, in the midst of the unfruitful thing. The word will cause that which is unfruitful to be fruitful. Ah, the word, hallelujah, Rabasaya, will speak in that dry place and cause the dry place to turn into a wet place. Amen. A place of a well place. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. A well watered place. The word will speak to that broke place and cause it to be a rich place. Will speak to the broken places in us. Will reveal the broken places. And we know we don't like to be, we don't like to have that brokenness exposed. But let us not be faint of heart in the process. Let us not grow weary in the process. The word is doing something. But he that receive seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, 60, and some 30. Somebody say, in this season I'm producing fruit. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter what it smells like. I'm producing fruit. Anything with my name on it is producing fruit to any place where I am. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Where God has placed the soles of my feet. It is producing fruit. This place is working for my good. This thing is working out for my good. This relationship, hallelujah, Rabasaya, is working for the good of God. Come on, somebody. This business ship is working for the good of God. This ministry ship is working for the good of God. This marriage ship is working for the good of God. This financial ship is working for the good of God. Ah! This friendship is working for the good of God. Come on, somebody. This workship is working for the good of God. This project ship is working for the good of God. This education ship is working for the good of God. This physical workout ship is working for the good of God. Come on. Our bodies is our temples. Hallelujah. Let us, Lord, teach us to take care of our temples. Give us the thoughts and the ways for how to nourish and take care of our temples according to what heaven is saying. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word that's bringing forth healing in this now and in this season and in this time and in this hour. We thank you for your word that's bringing forth opportunities and job positions. We thank you for your word, oh God, that's opening doors. We thank you, oh God, for your word that's positioning us, oh God, to in front of those who are destiny helpers, to help us in our destiny, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your word is coming into those empty places, places where we see empty and are looking and hoping to you to fill those places. We thank you for your word, oh God, being spoken and filling in the gaps and filling in the empty, oh God. We thank you for your word, hallelujah, that changes us from the last to the first, from the tail to the head, from under to above. We thank you for your word, oh God, your word that's bringing forth life and life more abundantly. We thank you for your word, oh God, that's renewing minds and helping and ridding anxious thoughts and worry thoughts and stubborn thoughts, hallelujah, and burden thoughts, and trauma thoughts, oh God. We thank you for your word that's bringing forth treasure thoughts and life thoughts and whole thoughts and well thoughts. We thank you for your word that's teaching us, oh God, to speak to those things that are not as though they are. We thank you for your word, oh God, hallelujah, that's bringing forth blessed relationships and blessed marriages. We thank you for your word, hallelujah, for fruitful marriages. We thank you for your word, oh God, that in those unloved places, love will spring forth, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. Your word being spoken to us even as we go from this place. Speak your word to us, oh God. Speak life, oh God. Move in our lives, oh God, in ways that only you know how. We thank you. I thank you. I lift up every request, oh God. Every person that is here with us and under the sound of my voice, we have requests and we have needs, oh God. And I thank you that you are a good God, supplying those every needs, tending to the every need, fixing every problem, resolving and causing things to turn around. Every place where we are feeling overwhelmed, like we're drowning, oh God, we thank you for raising us up, oh God, to walk on water. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for a new hunger and thirst for you. We thank you, oh God, for a heart for you, a desire for you, a longing for you, a passion for you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the desires of our heart, which you gave us, we thank you that it's coming to pass. And now, not only are we, but everyone is seeing that which we prayed in secret. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded, and this is our secret place, and I'm reminded that you say that scripture talks about going in our closet, praying in secret, and you will reward openly. So we just end on this, that you are rewarding us openly as we are diligently seeking you. You are a rewarder. You are rewarded to those who diligently seek you. We thank you, O God, for the open heavens. We thank you, O God, for the windows of heaven are open. We thank you, O God, for moving on our behalf in ways that we can't even ask, think, or imagine. We thank you, Lord God, for introducing us and reintroducing us and reintroducing us to you who we walk with, that with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalachaviko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalachavi Yasim Laka Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Shalom. God bless.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.